many blessings, and welcome to this episode on how to deal with your mind, how to overcome overthinking. Do you sometimes find yourself thinking too much about something? Or why did that happen? Why did she say that? Why did he do that? Why didn't this happen? What's going to happen about this? And it just goes on and on and on and on, and it makes us really stressed out and worried and affects our emotions, and it's just like, maybe even wake up in the night thinking too many things. Thinking too much can completely wreck our life. And so in this episode, we're going to talk about how to reduce those thoughts, how to clear out those negative thoughts, how to replace them, and how to change your mind so that you have a nice, calm, happy, wonderful mind. So isn't that wonderful? Shireen, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for your presence.
Hello, Michael. It's wonderful to be here with you.
Yay. So why don't we start with a little meditation to clear the mind a little bit?
Sure. So this is a hypnotic meditation. So I want you to see yourself sitting in a room and sitting in front of a canvas or a screen. And I want you to visualize the number 3, big, bold number 3 on the canvas in front of you. And now breathe in slowly and breathe out smoothly. And as you're breathing in and out, I want you to visualize the number 3 disappearing from the screen. It's getting fainter and fainter. And it's gone. Now I want you to visualize the number 2, big, bold number 2 on the screen in front of you. Again, breathe in smoothly, breathe out gently, and see the number 2 disappearing from the screen, getting fainter and fainter, and it's gone. It disappeared. Now I want you to visualize the number 1 on the screen. Big, bold number 1. Now visualize number 1 disappearing. Getting fainter and fainter and completely gone, disappeared. Now I want you to put all the thoughts you're currently having on the screen. Any thought, don't judge, don't change, just put it on the screen. And now allow those thoughts to disappear, becoming fainter and fainter and completely gone now. All that is left in your mind is the intention to take the maximum benefit from this podcast. Om Shanti, I am peace.
Yay, thank you. That was slowly. So how can we deal with all these unnecessary thoughts, thinking too many things? You know, there's so many thoughts. We roughly have 60,000-ish thoughts a day, depending on the person. 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday. So it's a bit like we have a canvas from yesterday, right? Yesterday's canvas, and we have a new canvas today, and we look at yesterday's canvas, and we're recreating the same picture again and again and again on the screen of our mind, or rewriting the book. And then the next day comes along, we look at the old book, look at the old canvas, rewrite the old book, recreate the old canvas. So we're just repeating ourselves over and over again. And most of those thoughts are negative, and most of them are unnecessary, and they're affecting our emotions. They're making us feel terrible. They're actually causing us problems. How can we sort this out and stop that happening? Sister Shireen, tell us all about it. But you've got 30 years.
Thank you for putting me on this.
Yes, well, you've got 30 years experience, so surely you've got something to share. So what is it?
What I've noticed is that they are five different kinds of thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. So I want you to take a baseline. Baseline is, let's say, ordinary thoughts or necessary thoughts. Necessary thought would be, let's say you're driving, how to drive. You know, that is a necessary thought, right? Or you're brushing your teeth, how to brush your teeth. That's a necessary thought. You're working, how to do what the work you're doing. That's a necessary thought. And right below necessary thought, so that's the baseline. And right below necessary thoughts, we have useless thoughts. Unnecessary, the ones we were just talking about, unnecessary thinking. Unnecessary thinking really comes from overthinking necessary thoughts. Let's say if I have to go to an interview, and the first time I think this is how I'm going to do in the interview, and this is all that's going to happen, those are necessary. But then if we obsess about the interview, if we think about every time I failed in the interview, this happened, that happened, then I'm coming into useless thoughts, waste thoughts. And then right below useless and waste thoughts are negative thoughts. So any kind of negative thinking would be if I'm thinking in ego or anger or fear or carelessness or laziness or attachment, all of those are negative thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so from baseline, I'm two levels down for negative things, right? So negative, wasteful, baseline. And then above the baseline are positive thoughts. Positive thoughts is I can do it, thoughts of courage, you know, thoughts of encouragement, thoughts of, you know, positive things. That is positive thoughts. But that's not the only thoughts, right? They are another level of thoughts above positive thoughts. And those are eternal thoughts, thoughts based on eternal concepts. And if you ask me, right, out of 30 years of experience of trying to focus and control my mind, the only way I could control it is if I started thinking about eternal concepts. Even positive thinking didn't help me as much as eternal concepts. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is if you think about eternal concepts, you were just saying that there's 60,000 thoughts in a day. That's a lot. But I know people who must have had even less than 5,000 thoughts in a day, like Dadi Gulzar, right? Less than 5,000 thoughts in a day. And the way to do that is you start thinking about eternal concepts. And so several things happen when you start thinking about eternal concepts. One is your thoughts slow down, so you have a lot more space in between thoughts. And so you don't have 60,000 thoughts. You start having fewer and fewer thoughts. And two is overthinking is totally taken care of because at the root of it, you're addressing thoughts at the root of it because you are not in baseline or negative or wasteful or negative, that's not happening. And so because you're above, two levels above baseline, even the positive thoughts are taken care of. And so it's really useful to start thinking about eternal concepts. And I always have some go-to eternal concepts I keep thinking about all the time. I'm a soul. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. That is a go-to, you know, eternal concept because soul is eternal. Or I'm peaceful, I'm pure. Everyone are, you know, peaceful, pure souls. All of those are eternal concepts.
That's beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it really, really changes our paradigm, our perspective when we think these sorts of things. My own experience with this is that I might be worrying about something, thinking about something, And then I realize I am actually an eternal being and I can never die. And everything is perfect in the great game of life. And these are all eternal concepts. Everything's fine. I'm eternal. Everything, I'm safe. I'm secure. I'm receiving energy, divine light. And then I think, why was I so caught up in all that stuff? Everything's fine and it's going to be fine. So what was the whole worry about? So all those thoughts, oh, what about this? What about this? They sort of dissolve and disappear when we are in the awareness. So we think the thoughts, the eternal thoughts, and then we come into the awareness, the experience of that, which is different from the thinking. And then everything sort of melts away underneath it.
Right.
Otherwise, they don't go away. And a lot of the time, what I've noticed is that thoughts are coming for a reason in many cases. It might be, for example, if I'm sitting down in meditation and my mind's thinking, I used to think, no, I shouldn't be thinking that. I should just be meditating. What I do nowadays is I get a piece of paper out and I just write everything down because there's something in the back of my head that I'm probably not attending to or something I'm not aware of. And it's just the mind is trying to help us, right? So you write everything down and I notice that then I can relax and stop thinking about them, right? So another one of the things, because we have a few things to tell you about, one is the eternal concepts. And Shireen's going to say something else, but I want to just jump into writing things down just because we're talking about that now. So one of the best things you can do if you're having too much overthinking is to take 1 hour and just get a piece of paper or get a little notebook or something, a pen, and just write down all of your thoughts for an hour. So like, oh, I'm worried about this, or why didn't this thing happen, or why is this person doing this thing, or why are they not doing this thing, or what's wrong with the government, or whatever, right? Or how come, blah, blah, blah. It just, whatever it is. No judgment, no, this isn't like being published on the internet, right? No one needs to know about this. You can burn it afterwards, but you're just writing it down, right, for an hour. And it's actually very healing for a start to get it out of your head, because a lot of the time these thoughts have been lingering about, rattling around for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and months and possibly years, because we've never really addressed them. So you write them down and you cleanse it out of your mind, and it's very, very soothing energetically and spiritually and emotionally. And then you can actually look at the piece of paper and go, oh, this is what I'm thinking about, right? And some of those thoughts, by the way, you can do something about, right? It might be, like I was thinking yesterday, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. And I just thought, let me just do the thing, right? So I just did the thing. It took me about half an hour. And then I felt better because instead of it being, why haven't you done this, I just did it, right? So some of this stuff, once you do that, you write it down and then you do it, a lot of the overthinking just disappears because the thinking is there to inspire action. And then other things, there's nothing you can do about them at all. So you can just consciously get a pen and just say, I'm cancelling that, cancelling that, cancelling that, cancelling that, right? Because we don't even realize we're thinking it. And then we say, I can't do anything about it. So I'm choosing to just let it go. What else can you do, Shireen, once you've written all this stuff down?
I love what you're sharing, but I want to add a couple of things there. It's very important what Michael is sharing, but make sure, like he's sharing, put it on paper. Don't use your phone.
No.
Because what happens is we tend to get very distracted. Before long, you're on YouTube, you're in Instagram, you're on TikTok and watching stuff, right? Yeah. So don't use your phone, use paper. And the other thing that he said, which is very important, I'm just double-clicking on a couple of things you said, is don't judge. Don't judge and don't change, right? Don't edit. Whatever comes, like take 1 hour. It's such a beautiful exercise. Take 1 hour and just keep writing. Whatever comes in your mind, don't judge, don't edit. And the third one is, you know, the reason why I did the meditation I did in the beginning was that we have that kind of power over of our thoughts. So now you've put it on paper, right? And you can make them disappear. Just look at the thought and say, it's going, gone from my mind. So anything that is wasteful and negative, we can just eliminate it completely from our mind. And you are that powerful. You can do that. So just take the thought and just say, it's going, gone. Becoming fainter and fainter, and it's disappeared completely. You will notice that at least if you do it about 5 times, it's gone. It's totally gone.
Yeah, because one thing we have to remember is that we can choose our thoughts. That's a very important thing to accept. We can choose our thoughts. Let's just prove this right now. I want you to think, I am peace 3 times, all right? We're going to do it right now. I am peace, and in your mind. Right, see, wasn't that good? I often do this exercise with people. I say, let's just think I am peace like 10 times. And people do it 10 times and they go, oh, I feel great. I'm like, you could have done that any time you want, right? Why does this not happen very much? Because we don't think we can control our thoughts, but you prove it to yourself. You just think something again and again and again, and you realize, actually, I have control over my mind. So you can write down everything, and then you can let it go. You can even get your piece of paper and you can burn it safely. Yeah, safely and calmly in the right place. And you can see all these thoughts disappearing into the ashes. And it clears it out. And you can do it more than once. You can just start with 1 hour, right? But then you can do it again. And you start to recognize all this stuff that's lingering at the back comes to the front and it gets cleared out. Very, very
healing. This is a very powerful technique. Very powerful technique of stopping overthinking what you're sharing, Michael. It's a very powerful technique.
Yeah. So just really commit to this. Like, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you like to do this? And when can you do it? Maybe you can do it today, it's later on after you listen to this. And it's, do it imperfectly. It's not like you're going to write everything. You might be getting on with life and doing other things and you forget. Just write down whatever you can think of. Just keep going. And you will feel great. Yay.
You know, one of the things in the Brahma Kumaris we talk about is the treasure of thoughts. That it is a fabulous treasure. We don't realize it's treasure, right? The reason why we are not realizing our thoughts are treasure is because we are either at baseline or useless or negative. Mm. And those are, of course, not treasures. But they can be treasure. Your mind is a treasure. Your mind, you, the soul, are the creator of your thoughts. And you can create above baseline thoughts. Positive or eternal. And so it's a treasure. And so think of it as your mind and thoughts, right? Think of your mind as a real estate. It's very powerful, valuable real estate. And so this very powerful, valuable real estate is being wasted right now by either useless or wasteful thinking. Or negative thinking. It's just totally being wasted, right? You know, recently I was reading somewhere that how they are squatters, you know, and how people are really trying to get rid of the squatters. They are not able to get rid of the squatters, you know, whatever, right? But then we have squatters in the mind, right? People who just came and sat down in our minds and they refused to leave. As valuable as a house is, and how if someone came and squatted in your house, how you would do everything in your power to get rid of them. In the same way, your mind is equally valuable. Your mind is even more valuable, actually. So don't allow squatters in your mind. You know, they can't just come and live there rent-free, right? And then every time you're thinking of something, they are there interrupting your thoughts. They are thinking, oh, this one, that one, I hate this one. They did this and they did that. No, cannot. They have to leave. They have to leave. And you have the power to make them leave from your mind. So think of your mind as really valuable real estate. And you have to do something to pattern interrupt, right? Pattern interrupt the real estate. So for example, let's say I'm living with someone. So let's say I'm living with someone who's a slob. And I told this person, don't leave your socks everywhere. Just take your socks and put it in, you know, dirty socks, put it in the laundry basket, right? They refuse to do that. Then they keep leaving the socks everywhere. So every time you see the socks, every time you see the person, every time you think of the house, every time you think of cleaning the house, then you're having all of these wasteful and negative thoughts, right? So what's happened is the wasteful and negative thoughts are happening because this person left. Is totally leaving the socks, not listening to you. And so at that point, you have to ask yourself, what's more valuable? A clean house or a clean mind? What's more valuable? If it is a clean mind, it should be, the answer should be a clean mind. If it is a clean mind, then you have to learn to put a full stop and you have to learn to let the other thing go. Because no one is going to behave the way you want them to behave. No one, absolutely no one is going to do that, right? You might think, oh, if I get rid of this person and I live alone, then it won't happen. But you will always find, because it is a habit, you will always find someone else squatting. Because this, you have the habit of making people squat in your mind, you will have someone else squatting. Right? Then you'll go to work and someone at work will be bothering you. Then you'll go on, you know, you'll go driving from work or you're on a subway, you're doing something and someone else will bother you. And so you have to take this person leaving socks everywhere as a some kind of exercise, right? That you can actually muscle, you can train your mind muscle to how to put a period, how to put a period, not think about it, right? So you can use a lot of that technique that Michael just shared, and you can use a lot of, you know, just the thinking about eternal thoughts. I'm a pure, peaceful soul. I'm a soul. I'm a spiritual being. You can use all of these thoughts to put a period. And so if you learn to put a period with this person who's leaving their socks all over the place, then you will be able to use that muscle. You will be able to use that thing and put a period everywhere you go. If one person defeats you, if this situation defeats you, then all other situations will defeat you. So any situation, wherever you are, use that situation to become victorious.
Yeah, it's a very deep thing. So, I mean, when you write everything down on a piece of paper, you can decide, is this something that you can do something about practically, right? This thought. And if it is, like the person with the socks, right? If you can clean up the house yourself and it will take you 5 minutes to do it, then it might be worth doing, right? But in many cases, you can't do anything about it at all. Like there's many, many situations completely out of our control that we're thinking about. And so those thoughts we can't do anything about, they're the ones where we should put a full stop, put a period straight away. Can I change the problems in the Middle East? No, right? I can give blessings, but you can't do anything about it, right? And it's just a bit delusional to think, oh, we have the power to change the Middle East sitting around in America or something. People, I'm not going to get into all this stuff, right? But I'm just saying, many people thinking about, what about this, what about that? You can't do anything about it. So put a full stop. And what that means is to say, I'm consciously not going to think about that. And I'm going to think good thoughts instead, right? So you can give blessings to situations in other countries. That's something you actually have control over. You can say, I'm going to send love, I'm going to send light, I'm going to just hope everything works itself out, or I'm going to give blessings to these people, or I'm going to think that I'm an eternal soul, or I'm going to do remember the light God and feel the wonderful energy coming into me. I can't change it, so I'm stopping. So this thought is moving along like this, and we say, period, full stop. That's the end of the sentence, and now I'm thinking this new thought, right? We have to pattern interrupt. You're thinking the thought, stop, now here's a new thought that I'm going to have instead. And then do that again and again and again and again and again and again until the squatters are finally evicted from
right,
the house. Because right. A lot of people think they can't do anything about their thoughts. Like their squatters are there, right. They're there, and they're kind of like... Because legally, I've heard that there's some laws in certain places in America where you can't get rid of squatters, and if you try and get rid of them, you get arrested, which is a bit of a strange law, but that's a separate topic. But in our mind, there's no laws like that. So we can remove negative thoughts if we want.
I was going to share that your mind can actually become a 5-star hotel.
Sounds nice.
Right. It can become luxurious. It can become a sanctuary. It can become your safe haven. It can become that. It has the potential to become that. Everyone's mind has the potential to become that. And even though it might sound simple, some of the things we shared here, they're very powerful and they have a potential, right? So you can, okay, you create your 5-star hotel. The mind is a 5-star hotel. But then you allow people to come in and without paying, you know, room service, without paying for the room or anything, they just come and
trash
occupy
the place.
Your mind.
And they trash it.
They occupy your mind, right? Yeah, and they trash the place, but they occupy your mind. And so you have to think of it that way. Be very strategic about it, right? People think, oh, I don't have a strategy. I don't know what to do. But I think we all do, even negative, right? Even negative thinking, even wasteful thinking. Somehow you have a pattern that you have developed over thinking negative, thinking wasteful. You have developed a pattern. So just change that pattern. Just do the opposite pattern. You know, just give value to your thoughts, give value to your mind, make sure you think of it as really valuable real estate. You know, make sure that no one is sitting there. Make sure you are, every time there's certain, write down the patterns with which your thoughts are going off and there lots of thoughts are coming, wasteful thoughts are coming. Write down the patterns and change the patterns. And those pattern interrupts can happen with any meditation. Right? We have so many meditations and the pattern interrupts can happen with any meditation.
Right. So you notice negative thoughts and then you have to break it, break the pattern, and then create something new. And I highly recommend that what you do is, again, get a piece of paper out and write down what would you like to think? What would you prefer to think instead? And it's nice having a 5-star hotel. You can actually close your eyes and you can imagine being somewhere beautiful. You can imagine being in beautiful nature with a beautiful house that's private and safe and it's surrounded by good energy. And in your mind, you can have a mind palace with beautiful things in there. So when you close your eyes, you can imagine being in a beautiful space, feeling good, feeling safe, surrounded with lots of wealth and abundance and success and protected. And that's like your 5-star hotel on lots of land, on your own private island with a nice beach, with beautiful mountains and waterfalls, right? And fruit trees and everything in your mind. And then you think, this is what I want to create in my mind. And you can write down exactly what you want. So then negative thoughts come and you say, that's enough of that. I'm an eternal soul. Close your eyes, see the what you want, see the new world, see the new experience, and then just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again until you repattern your psyche so that what your mind is filled with is this 5-star paradise island with eternal thoughts. So there it is. Yay!
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So hopefully that's enough. We thought to keep these podcasts to about half an hour because otherwise we would give you too many things and you probably wouldn't practice anything. So this is plenty for today. So what's the recap, Shereen? Let's just remind everyone what we've talked about.
There are 5 kinds of thoughts. And to make your mind a 5-star hotel, we need to have above the baseline thoughts, mm-hmm. positive and eternal. And that your mind is really valuable real estate. Make sure that you treat it as that. No squatters, no one coming and living there rent-free, you know, or without paying the room charges. No one's coming and living there.
Yeah.
And the third one, which is very, very important, is take a notepad and a pen and actually write for 1 hour. Just write without judgment, without changing. Just write every thought you get. And then you can make it disappear, actually. Gone.
Yeah, and the things that you can do something about them, you'll feel very, very good when you take action on the things you can do. You're lingering, like, oh, I should do, just phone the people up, take care of it. It'll take 2 hours to get it all cleared out, and you won't think about that anymore because it's done. And then the rest of the stuff, just let it go, let it go, let it go. Ah, so this is extremely powerful. It's like a masterclass in mastering your mind in half an hour. And so write everything down. And then you might want to re-listen to this whole podcast again after you've got your list, and then you can start practicing these things and let us know how it goes. This really, really works, and we're excited to hear from you. So if you've had an experience with this, leave it in the comments. And Shireen, let's finish with a blessing.
Blessing. You want to pick a number, or should I pick a page?
Just pick a page. Let's see what we've got. Your subconscious mind is picking the perfect page.
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness.
Fearlessness. With unwavering courage, you have no fear, knowing there's nothing you can lose. You release doubts about your worthiness, understanding you're more than enough. You know that God's strength and guidance are always by your side.
That's beautiful. So have no fear about your thoughts, and they will run away from you.
Fear about even what might happen, right?
That's true. Stars of success. We focus on what we want, and we don't focus on what we don't want. So just success, success. Only focus on what you want, and everything else just evict it out of your mind. Yay. Well, lots of love. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Shireen.
Thank you, Michael. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.